This is Susan V. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Langhorne Slim. He's the singer, songwriter, guitarist, and he will be performing in concert at the Sheridan Opera House on Friday, July 30th. Concert and dance event starts at 8:30 p.m. Langhorne, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
Very well. So your fans may not know you are a deeply trained musician. What did you learn at the Conservatory of Music at Purchase College that you've integrated into your current career?
Well, some people get a little confused with that. I actually studied music engineering, so I didn't study an instrument or anything like that. So what I learned was kind of what one can do in the studio to benefit making a record. I've still got a lot to learn with it, but yeah, that's what I went there for.
Okay, perfect. At what point in your relatively young life did you decide on a career as a professional musician?
Very young. Since I can remember, I knew that this is what I was out here to do. So since, I don't know, 9, 10 years old, even before I played guitar, I knew that this is what I wanted to do with my life.
How did you know? I mean, do you come from a musical family?
I did. My mom's a great singer. My grandfather was a jazz drummer. My family, they're not professional musicians, but I grew up around people that had a deep love for music. So it was always much appreciated, which was great for me because when I went into it, some people, I think, people sort of steer them away from it. And in my case, it was, you know, my family knew that it was good for me. So
great.
So I was fortunate.
You were. And it's an unusual, as you said, it's an unusual professional choice for a family to support.
Well, you know, I think everybody realizes that it's a tough road, maybe financially, but
right.
In my case, it was the only road, so they were down with it.
Okay. You first gained public notice touring with the Trachtenberg family Slideshow Players. How did you hook
right.
up with them?
There's a spot in at Lower Manhattan called Sidewalk Cafe, and I used to go there for their open mics, and those guys were cool enough to take an interest in me and take me on my first national tour, and they took me to Europe with them, and it was sort of the beginning for me kind of doing this thing for real. I was getting gigs around New York, but they took me to a lot of other places, so I'm forever grateful to them.
Okay. You've toured with some other greats, Cake, Josh Ritter, Drive-By Truckers. What have you learned from your time on the road with them, and who are your influences today?
It's so hard to tell you my influences because there's so many, but what you learn from touring with people that you admire and even people that you're not even familiar with but others are is kind of how you do the whole thing and how you do it with love and respect to yourself and to your band and also to the people that are with you. And we learned another great band that took us on the road with them early was a band called Lucero, and they were just so cool with us. And you kind of just learn that camaraderie on the road is really important, and just being trying to be cool with everybody is really important. And we just finished a little part of this tour with a band called Ha Ha Tanka, and it was great to have them on board with us. And you know, it's nice just to be around music that you can appreciate and people that you can appreciate. It makes the whole thing a lot, in any profession I'm sure, it just makes it a lot easier when you're cool with everybody. So
thanks.
In some sense.
So Rolling Stone liked you from the get-go. Your Electric Love Letter was chosen number 5 on Editor's Top 10 Picks and featured in the movie Waitress. What do you think distinguishes your music from that of other emerging young poet troubadours?
Oh, I have no idea. I leave these things to the people that write about it. And, the only thing I'm trying to do is write great songs and play great shows. And if people catch on to that and like what we're doing, then, you know, then I'm very happy about it. But I couldn't tell you myself.
Okay, fair enough. Are you traveling with your band to Telluride? And if you are, talk about the group.
Well, we have Malachi De Lorenzo, who's been with me since pretty much the beginning, about 6 years, and he plays drums with me and does a lot of the sort of help producing and engineering of the records. And then we have David Moore, who plays both the keyboard and banjo, and then we have Jeff Ratner on double bass. And they're a badass band.
All right. You have a new release, isn't that so? Something called Be Set Free?
That's right. Yeah.
Is that going to be the centerpiece of your Telluride set? Could you just preview that for the for your audience?
Well, that's our newest. We have two other records as well, and we kind of hit on songs from all three, but we're very proud of our newest, and yeah, we play a bunch of songs from that. So we like all of our records, so we play songs from all of them.
Okay, fine. So it's going to be a mix of stuff you want to dance to and stuff you want to listen to.
Yeah, but even if it's slow, you can dance. We try to get people to dance to both the fast and the slow.
Perfect. Thank you. This has been Susan V. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Langhorne Slim. There'll be a Seats Out concert at Telluride Sheraton Opera House on Friday, July 30th, starting at 8:30 p.m. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Likewise. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.